Now, the VOA Learning English Program, Words and Their Stories. This program explores the history and usage of common expressions in American English. Today, we talk about a time when half the world is waking from the dark, cold winter months. Spring. We often describe spring as a time of rebirth, renewal, and awakening. Many trees are blossoming, and early flowers are pushing through the earth. Things are coming to life. When the weather turns warm, many people suffer from spring fever. Common symptoms of spring fever include not being able to focus on school or work, taking long walks, or falling in love. So, are you actually sick when you have spring fever? Originally, yes. Spring fever used to refer to an actual illness. When the weather turned warm, some people developed sore throats, headaches, or stuffy noses. The definition of spring fever slowly changed in the early 1800s. People came to use the term to mean a sudden increase of romantic feelings. Elvis Presley describes this feeling in his song, Spring Fever.
To everyone, spring fever, it's time for fun.
There is no doubt now, love is in the air.
Get up, down, spring is everywhere.
These days, we use spring fever to describe a restless feeling after the long, cold days of winter. But the word spring is not just a season. It is also a verb that means something happened or appeared quickly. When you put spring and life together, you get spring to life. This expression means something suddenly becomes very active, or perhaps seems more alive. You may spring to life after hearing that a distant friend will be visiting you. Or maybe your favorite soccer team finally sprang to life in the second half, played well, and won the match. But this is just the beginning. There are so many more spring expressions that mean to happen suddenly. As you can see, American English has so many phrases that use spring to mean something happens quickly. The ones we have heard are just the ones that sprang to mind. In other words, they were the first ones I thought of, without spending much time thinking about it. But perhaps those examples are confusing. Maybe I should have prepared you, instead of just springing them on you. And I did it again. If you spring something on other people, you have surprised them, usually not in a good way. We end this Words and Their Stories back on the season spring. Here is a short poem by Oliver Herford, titled, I Heard a Bird Sing. It tells how a simple bird song brings a longing for spring during the month of December. I heard a bird sing in the dark of December, a magical thing and sweet to remember. We are nearer to spring than we were in September. I heard a bird sing in the dark of December. I'm Anna Mateo.